Double C right on a quarter to nine. Well, it's been a while because he hasn't been that well, but welcome back to Sergeant Wayne Butcher. Hello, Butch.
Thank you, mate. Thank you, everyone.
Things are on the mend. You good?
Things are on the mend. Yeah, back to work yesterday, so fully cleared to return back to work as of yesterday. So it's
you look happy about it.
Good to be back.
Yeah. Well, your wife's even happier.
Yeah, well, she's got no one to do the washing and cleaning up now, she's sort of in a catch 22. So no, I went through a bit of an event in November last year, which caused me to have a blood clot in my carotid artery and just about killed me, but. I'm back bigger and better than ever, so hopefully the process of what's going through with that is going ahead. So
All well, good.
All well and good. So back to full duties and back into it. So.
Yeah, just after the school holidays, I noticed, and I did a bit of travelling around from Townsville down to the Gold Coast. A lot of police on the roads. What about the Gladstone region? How did we behave over the school holiday period?
Yeah, we weren't too bad as a whole district. Really, obviously had a couple of fatal traffic crashes in and around the central region, which is obviously the bosses don't like and we don't like and we don't like to see, especially around that Easter period where people are busy and visiting friends and family. And that was just a couple of bad accidents. The Queensland road stats were terrible over that period, but our region was pretty good. Gladstone was really good. A couple of drink drives, which again is concerning, but we're out there. We'll be doing increased RBTs over the next couple of months just to get the fact out there that we are still doing these events, even though COVID was around and we sort of slowed down a little bit just for the workplace health and safety side of things for us. But just be warned that we are back fully operational with doing RBTs and full RBT sites, and we'll be out there getting, if you want to think you can drink and drive and get away with it.
Yeah, you're not out there to spoil the fun, you're just trying to keep people safe.
No, that's what we wanted, to keep the community safe. And I've been to too many traffic crashes where people have been intoxicated or drug driving and I've just done the silly little thing because they are, and again, that's how it happens. So keep everyone safe.
Risk it, you lose it.
That's it.
That's it. And speaking of that, with a lot of crime that might be happening around central Queensland, probably good news stories, I suppose, will be put up there as well. You've got a brand new Facebook page?
Yeah, we've got a Facebook page. So we're asking everyone to jump on board the My Police Gladstone Region Facebook page. It's a link on the 4CC website should be on there. And we're going to start throwing out some faces of some suspects we're looking for evidence information on, stolen cars in and around the region, and crime spots that are happening at the moment. We've got a fair bit of businesses getting broken into in the last couple of weeks. Coming back, having a look at the stats, we've had four or five businesses broken in the last week or so. Mm-hmm. Just sneak thefts, breaking in, looking at safes and going through money tins and the like. So these are pretty serious type offences, not just your little sneak break ones in and out of front verandas and the like. These are actually breaking into business, using tools and that to cut. So they're quite serious. So we'll be throwing a few things up on that.
Good.
But if you are in and around the industrial areas of a night time, you see suspicious activity, ring 000 or get on the police, because, as I said, it's starting to be a bit of a burden on the local businesses who have been through a rough time and are going through rough times. Mm. And just to have their business broken into and stuff stolen from is not cool. So we want as much evidence information. We can get these lowlifes off the road and put them back where they belong in custody. And, hopefully we can get some information.
And even at home too, mate. I was talking to an old mate of mine that I used to talk to on air in Mackay, Senior Constable Stephen Smith, and he said there's been a big increase of vehicles being stolen because people have been leaving their keys on easy access places of just opening up the door, and they walk in there, they are sitting on the table, and then bang, they steal the cars.
Yeah, as I said, we've gone over it many times, leaving your cars unlocked, leaving your back doors unlocked. These people are predominantly, I won't say all of them, but most of them are just sneak thieves who will try a door. If it's open, they'll go into it. Mm. The amount of places we go to now where they actually jammy car doors open and smash windows and get in like that is very rare.
Yeah.
So it's just opportunistic stuff where people are just lazy and set in their ways that they don't lock things. And again, leaving your car keys on the kitchen bench, make it harder for them. Put it in a drawer, hide them in a cupboard, put it on your bedside table. So you got that little bit extra safety net when it comes to those sort of things. So.
All right. Hey, Butch, thanks for coming in. Don't forget, everybody, make sure you do that. Go to the Facebook page, My Police Gladstone Region. Like the page and then share it. You can share it to your own profile as well and get as many people as possible on that. If you're not too sure, just jump onto the 4CC Facebook page, because we actually have the link there for everybody.
Yep, so if we can get, as I said, heaps of information on there, we'll get some stuff up every three or four times a week, just throwing it. See, good to have a look around and see what's happening.
Yeah, good on you, Butch.
Cheers, everyone. Have a great week. Stay safe.
Yeah, catch up with Sergeant. Sorry, so I was going to say your constable then. I'm getting mixed up with Smithy. Sergeant Glenn Butcher next week here on 4CC.